The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Oh, we got to go. We got to go, go, go. That's what we got to do. It's Fox World Travel Show on the air for Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd. Thank you for riding along with us. We're going to be open at 855-616-1620, the Accudent Mortgage talk and text line. Good morning, Rose Gray.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm itchy like the rest of us to kind of get on with life. And yeah, so one thing we've been doing is talking to the team at Fox World Travel, because I think when you partner with a professional, it's really good to have somebody totally immersed in where you want to go.
Exactly. And some of our agents have been doing this 30 plus years, and not only have they helped our customers get to the various destinations, but they've traveled to many of them. But what we want to do, and we're not the kind of company that works on a commission basis or somebody is greedy for sales. When somebody calls up and asks for a destination where we have an expert who is a specialist for that destination, or we know somebody just got back from a trip to that destination, we're going to put you in touch with that person. That's what we want to do. You need the most expert help, and we're here to give it to you.
Cool. And we have a guest.
We do. Her name is Holly Faith. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Rose. Hi, Danny.
Hello, Ollie.
Okay, but we're going to talk about the Galapagos Islands. Oh, is that the correct accent?
Holly, no. It's not. Thanks. Anyway, Holly, that's your beat. What a great beat.
Oh, it is. It's so exciting. I'm so excited to be here and talk about it.
Okay, so Holly had the great opportunity to go to both Ecuador and the Galapagos. I must truly admit, folks, I have yet to go to the Galapagos Islands, and I feel like it's something I have to accomplish sooner rather than later. Because, Holly, tell us a little bit about your trip, who you went with, and the sustainability and the tourist responsibility when going to the Galapagos.
Oh, absolutely. So I had the privilege of taking a trip with Metropolitan Touring Company. You probably may not have heard them. However, they are Ecuador's largest tour operator, and their commitment to the environment and local culture is widely recognized. So you start out, you really want to spend a couple of days in Quito. Quito is their capital city, and it is the largest widely preserved Spanish colonial city in all of South America. And in fact, their Spanish Quarter is a World UNESCO Heritage Site. So you want to spend some time in Quito, kind of get a little bit of local culture, just an absolutely beautiful Spanish colonial city to visit. And then if you wanted to take more time in Ecuador, I also was able to go, we spent some time up in the Mashpee Reserve and the Mashpee Lodge, which is one of National Geographic's unique lodges of the world. So that was just absolutely amazing to spend time and do hiking in the rainforest with very educated guides and naturalists to show you everything that you're looking at along the way.
And speaking of the guides, something that you told me that I found super interesting, in order to be a guide for the Galapagos, you have to be from that area. They don't bring people in.
Correct. Yep, they want to make sure that you are an Ecuadorian citizen and native, and that also brings back money into the country and to their citizens.
Okay, and so that's part of being a responsible tour partner or tour provider, and that makes sense. So how did you get from the mainland to the Galapagos Islands?
Well, you take air flight, and we flew from Quito, so you could either fly from Quito or Guayaquil. So we flew from Quito, and then we stopped in Guayaquil, but we didn't get off the plane. And then from Guayaquil to the island of Baltra, where the airport is, it's an hour and a half flight. However, you want to make sure you get to the airport early because they do very special scans of your luggage before you even get on the flight. They want to make sure that you are not taking in any kind of vegetation, fruits, plants, see even down to seeds, because they don't want anything foreign to take root onto the islands.
There you go. Very, very responsible. So you were able to visit five islands. And when I prepped with Holly for this segment, I asked, what were your favorite two? Can you give me two? So tell us about Santa Cruz.
Yes. So Santa Cruz is the largest, most populated island. There's only four of the islands that have population growth on them. So Santa Cruz was our last stop. And then there we visited the Charles Darwin Research Center. And there we got to see all kinds of tortoises. That's where they do their Galapagos Land Tortoise Rehabilitation Programs.
And you also told me about the iguanas.
Yeah, that was on the island of Española.
Oh, Española. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And that was your other favorite, right?
Yeah, Española was probably my all-time favorite of the five islands that I had stopped at. It is such a unique island. You come in on the beach side of the island, and because the way the moon was, the tide was a little bit lower, and it exposes all of this algae on the rocks. So the marine iguanas were completely flocked to that area. Hundreds and hundreds of marine iguanas everywhere you walk. It's like they have to walk away from you. It reminded me of like the Red Sea parting, but it was like marine iguana parting.
Well, and of course, we can't do a segment about Galapagos without saying our favorite bird. Go ahead. Tell us what it is.
The blue-footed booby.
I'm glad you said that.
Where's the delay button?
So, I mean, it is on everybody's wish list. Now, when I talked to Holly, I said, what I will ask you is, tell us something you know that we don't know. And you've told us a couple things about the scanning of the luggage and stuff, but tell us a fun fact.
Well, in the Galapagos, as you probably have all heard Rose mention, in Africa, there is the big five that you want to see. And in the Galapagos, there is the big 15.
Whoa. So you've got a checklist of 15 that you're trying to check off. And did how many did you see?
I probably saw like 12 of them.
So you've got a couple left. You might go back.
That's right. And some of them we didn't see because we didn't do to certain islands, because only certain animals are on certain islands.
We want to give a shout out to Metropolitan Tours, because that is the company that you went with. They are the company that do pre and post hotel stays for Lindblad, for those of you who are familiar with that very well-known company. Fox only chooses the best partners, right, Holly? We only choose those that we have true faith in, and this is one of our best partners. And so if you want to find out more about the Galapagos, if you want to talk to Holly, if you want to talk to her about a potential trip, you go to our website at foxworldtravel.com. Then under the Vacations tab is Find a Travel Agent, and there is an opportunity to put in destination. And if you put in Galapagos Islands or put in Ecuador, Holly Faith pops up. That's how you get in touch with Holly. And I always recommend 866-GO-FOX-GO. Anybody can put you in touch with anybody at any time.
Holly, thank you. Go back to bed now.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Again, a great example, and it's everything you said. If you're going to go someplace, you're going to lay down substantial money. If you want a great experience, go with a pro and go with somebody who's been there before. Fox World Travel is loaded with those type of people. The website, foxworldtravel.com. All right, we're going to take a break, but we're ready for your questions at 855-616-1620. That's the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It's Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It is 9:20. This is the Fox World Travel Show at WTMJ with Rose Gray. Weather-wise, you see what we got going?
Well, this is the wackiest, one of the wackiest drives I had. Where I live in Sheboygan County, it was sunny and lovely.
I know. Well, here's the official forecast. Partly to mostly cloudy, afternoon and evening thunderstorms. 74 inland, 65 at the lake. Scattered thunderstorms tonight. They'll end by 2 a.m. Patchy fog, overnight 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm, humid. Yeah, I'll take humid. Chance for thunderstorms late with a high of 81. Monday, Memorial Day, mostly cloudy, humid, scattered thundershowers, and a high of 83. And we're sitting at 52 degrees. I can tell you this, can hit 84 on Tuesday and 80 on Wednesday. So,
yeah, and it was 60 when I left home.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's still 52 here, but yeah, we're pretty close to the lake. Let's go to Pewaukee, where I'm sure it's much warmer. Hey, Jim. Jim.
Hi there. Yep, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. No problem.
I was wanted to ask Rose. I'm traveling to Hawaii July 18th, going to Maui and looking to go there for 2 weeks. Just wondering if you have any information on if that's going to be possible.
Possible, yes. What will be open will be somewhat diminished, I believe. We know that we have people that are traveling after June 30th, because that is when the travel restrictions are going to be ending there. So it's one of the states that has the mandate 14-day self-quarantine prior to June 30th. So that's going to be lifted after that, and then maybe everybody will just, I don't know, open up and that kind of a thing. So, I would keep an eye on that date just to make sure that has been lifted prior to you leaving, because can you imagine what that would be like if you had to quarantine for 14 days in a hotel room?
No. And I didn't know if that was the word that it was going to be lifted or if they have not even decided that yet.
No, the governor says that is going to be in effect until June 30th. So we are going under the assumption that after that date, they're going to lift that. But again, as we have seen time and time again, what we think is going to happen and what really does happen, it remains to be seen. Now, what will be good for you is if something happens after July 1, you're probably going to have the wherewithal to be able to make some changes to your itinerary and suffer few, if any, penalties. And you can maybe move that trip further out if possible.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Okay.
Can you move it?
No, we've already moved it once. We were scheduled to go May 18th and or May 16th. And so we're going with my family, my kids, and their spouses. And so it's kind of like it's one of those trips that's hard to plan. And fortunately, we were able to reschedule in July with everyone. And then after that, it's not going to be doable. So.
Right. Well, they've got a plan in place. And if you do a little research, you could find out what these medium risk businesses are going to be doing to reopen after June 30th. So I do think you are going to see the reopening of a lot of things, but there still are going to be some restrictions in place. But if all you're looking for is some fabulous weather and some beautiful scenery and, you know, all get in the car and drive the road to Hana or something like that, that's all doable, I'm certain.
Cool. Jim, thank you for the call. We're going to be back. Got any questions for Rose? We're at 855-616-1620. Back in a mortgage talk and text line on the Fox World Travel Show.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:26 at WTMJ, 52 degrees. You know what today was supposed to be? My youngest son's bachelor party. It was the Cubs were in town this weekend.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, so his wedding is pushed off, but, you know, till next year. But travel is
opening up. We heard that the TSA saw about 318,000, I think it was, this past couple of days, and that's still down 88%. But when you take into account, not too long ago, we were down 95%. Mm. We're making progress.
Okay, let's head to Greendale. That's where Ed is. Good morning, Ed.
But no message.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Good morning. Sorry. Hertz Rent-A-Car
declared bankruptcy last night. Do you think that means they're going away?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a reorganization situation. They own a number of things. Hertz is not just that's just one part of a car rental empire, if you will. And I just think it's going to be a reorganization is what I think it's going
to
be.
With 700,000 cars, there's certainly going to be a lot for sale.
There are going to be a lot for sale. In fact, that's what people are saying, is that you are going to be able to get some seriously good deals on used cars in the very near future. So that might be the better way to go. But I just believe it's going to be a reorganization thing. I think they're going to be able to, you know, come up with some liquidity and be able to make it work. But that is probably something we're going to see more of in the future, not just car rentals, but others as well. And we'll continue to support them if it can help them get back on their feet.
Would you buy a rental car?
Probably not.
No,
I don't like the fact that people beat it up.
Well, that's the thing. And I used to have a boss. His phrase was, nothing parties like a rental. So, you know, I'm not sure about that. And usually they're pretty stripped down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not always.
But. Well, that's yours, not mine. All right. A couple of questions on the text line about major theme parks, and that's Disney Universal. What do we know about that? Well, I guess Florida, and what do we know about Kelly?
Well, they're opening up slowly. They're phasing it in. They're letting few people in. They're letting certain attractions be open. Restaurants are likely to start opening again. Universal is going to look quite different in that certain distancing rules when you're in line, certain ride restrictions, et cetera. But they're slowly but surely opening up. So we're going to see more of that as June progresses, as July progresses. And again, it's a matter of what is the expectation? What are you hoping to experience when you go? Is your experience going to be impacted? And if so, what are your choices with regard to rebooking your trip?
Some of the listeners will remember that Rose and I were going to be going to Norway in July, and that was a sold-out trip, and that has moved to next year. What's the next Fox trip that is on the schedule?
Right now, my trip to Ireland is scheduled to happen, and that's September 5th. So we'll keep an eye on that. We do not want to have any one of our customers have any sort of a diminished-type experience. So we need to know a little bit more information about what the experience is going to be like. What is the tour operator saying? What are the hotels saying? We will break that down into all of the components, make sure that everybody is complying, and then we'll make a decision. Or the tour operator will make the decision for us, which is what happened in Danny's case with our Norway trip. The Insight Vacations said we're not operating that trip. And by the way, Insight Vacations did move out their suspension to August 31st. So nothing with Insight before that.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ, 51 degrees. We're open at 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Yeah, as we very slowly reopen, you're going to be seeing more and more people wondering about where they can go, how much it's going to be. I would think as these flights start to fill up and demand starts to fill up, prices are going to go up. They just have to, right?
They will. And people have maybe got just the opposite idea of what's going to happen. Well, they're going to want to fill these planes up. You have to remember, they've slashed these routes. They've just absolutely grounded planes and slashed the routes. They got tired of flying planes with 8 people and 6 people on them. So now they're making you make, maybe what used to be a nonstop is no longer a nonstop. You've got to make a connection out of Milwaukee, something like that. So things are going to be very, very different. I am very much looking forward to getting on a plane. I must be very honest with you and let you know, I'm just looking around right now for something, some reason to get on a plane, go see a friend somewhere so that I can truthfully get on the air and talk about what was that experience like? What was TSA like? I'd like it to be an international trip, maybe a little trip down to Cancun for 4 days or something, so I can also experience what it's like to come in internationally into O'Hare. That's kind of what I'm hoping to do real soon.
Okay, let's just pretend that the curve totally flattens out. It does not come back. I can't say returns to normal, but you know what I mean.
Right.
What does next year look like? We're going to be jamming elbows with each other, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody's going to want to go somewhere.
So think about this. Close to 500 people that were Fox World Travel guests on Alaska group trips were displaced.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. They all, many have said to us, we'll just go in 2021.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to have to put 2, 3, 4 more groups out there so that we can accommodate not only the people that were displaced in 2020,
yeah,
but the people that were already planning on going in 2021. So when we do our Alaska shows, which we typically start doing at the end of August, beginning of September every year, we've had people who have told us since 2018 and 2019, we're going in 2021. So that probably hasn't changed. They're probably still planning on doing that. And so now we've got to make plans. We're making them now as we speak so that we can accommodate everybody that's going to want to go to Alaska. That's just what we do. So,
and what percentage is flowing from this year to next year?
We're hoping to move everybody. Is that what you're asking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that close to 500 people are all going to say, yes, I want to go. But I would certainly think it would be well over 50% if they had the opportunity and already have that discretionary income or funds set aside for the trip. Let's do it. Right.
So the pressure is it's going to be a demand pressure next year.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's going to be all kinds of think of any national park. Think of any attraction. Think of anything that would be drawing tourists is going to be burdened by the amount of people that are going to want to go. The pent-up demand, I think, is going to be outstanding.
Yep, for sure. All right, it's 9:40. We're going to take a break. We're at 855-616-1620, Acuta Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We'll get caught up on a couple of text questions, but we're open for you as well on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
943 WTMJ forecast. Partly to mostly cloudy. Afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Going to hit 74 inland, 65 at the lake. The storm should end by about 2 a.m. Patchy fog overnight down to 58. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm, humid. Chance for thunderstorms late, 81. Memorial Day, mostly cloudy, humid, scattered thundershowers and a high of 83. We're stuck at 52 degrees at WTMJ. And Hugh is in West Allis. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, everyone. Happy holiday weekend.
Thank you.
I'm an older guy, and in my younger years, which was quite a while ago, I enjoyed going across Lake Michigan on the Milwaukee Clipper with family and friends. My question is that catamaran boat that goes across to Muskegon, is that in operation, or is it shut down for the season?
I don't know that one is operating. I just quickly went on Lake Express to
see
if
they
were on, and I was able to make a reservation leaving on the 4th and coming back on the 8th, and it let me make the reservation. I didn't complete it.
Enjoy your time in Muskegon,
right,
my dear.
I didn't finish the reservation, but it let me make the reservation. So it appears that it is operating, and there is a pretty large banner on their website that says if you make a reservation now, there aren't any penalties to cancel.
They don't give that away, do they?
Not much.
No.
188 round trip.
Which I guess
up.
If you got to go down through Chicago and come around and yeah, so that's a lot. But again, time, money. Text question. Any info on Romania for September? We've got a tour booked. Thank you.
Yeah. So Romania, I was able to look at a couple of websites and find out that they started opening up on April 22nd, slowly but surely. Prior to that, they had a complete lockdown, so their numbers were not so bad over there. And I would say by September, you would probably be going on that trip to Romania.
Nice. Another text question. I got a trip planned to Normandy in September. Final payment due June 1st. Any thoughts on if that'll happen? And is insurance refundable?
Yes. Yeah, so we also have a group that is doing the Battlefields trip this year for September, and that is still showing that it's operating. So okay. we're under the impression that that's going to happen. That was not just the Battlefields. That was Luxembourg and a few other things. But with regard to insurance, interesting question. Back in the day, I would have said, no, your insurance isn't refundable. But that means if you would cancel the trip, then you would use the insurance. Then, of course, it wouldn't be refundable. But in many of these cases now where you're not able to use the insurance because most major travel insurance policies did not cover COVID-19 as a reason to cancel, they're letting us move the policy to the next trip. So I think that's pretty generous of them, actually. I mean, the you didn't use the coverage because it didn't cover your reason, but they're letting you, they won't refund it, but they'll let you move it to the next trip.
Sure. This is the Fox World Travel Show. The website, foxworldtravel.com. Linda texts in, we want to drive to Texas in June. Where can we find information about the states and businesses that are going
to
be open?
I think what you have to do is go to each state's website and find out what that particular rule is. And quite frankly, I might even map out my trip and go to some of the city's websites. Because here's the deal. If you were to say you were going to do a driving trip through Wisconsin, certain cities have different rules than the state. So what you want to do is make sure that you've got all your bases covered. So just by looking at the state's website, you can get an overview of the state. But if you need more information about a specific city, I would probably check. If you plan on stopping and overnighting in a city, that's the city I would most definitely check on.
Okay. When will travel to all-inclusive Riu resorts in Jamaica and Punta Cana resume? Thanks, three exclamation points.
I think soon. I think very, very soon. I have to tell you, I was toying with the idea of,
course you were.
Of taking a round trip July 4th to Cancun. There are some amazing deals out there right now, and I can't stop looking at them, and I can't stop dreaming. So I do know that not only Riu's, but all of the brand, all of the chains, Iberostars and Eldorados and Secrets and AM Resorts, and they're all giving us timelines that reflect July 1 and out. So that's what we're seeing. Each one's got a little different story, but that's what we're seeing.
Got it. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Rose is open at 855-616-1620. That's the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Website, foxworldtravel.com.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
951 at WTMJ, 52 degrees. This is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray is here, and we're open at 855-616-1620. Back at a mortgage talk and text line. One thing that Fox World Travel did, which was really good, is to help help some of you homeschool parents out, a little Fox Explorers program, and it was video guides and crafts and learning in different regions, and really looks like a lot of fun. All of that is archived on your website.
It is. So you go to the website, foxworldtravel.com, something you should have bookmarked and look at quite regularly, and under resources, you will find Little Fox Explorers. And all of the 8 weeks worth of Little Fox Explorers Adventure Camp is there. It is, if you haven't done it, do it. And if you have done it, repeat some of them. There are coloring pages that are new that we can download. So Ireland, Egypt, Australia, coloring pages, projects to do. It was an incredibly well-received labor of love on behalf of our marketing department and our camp counselor, Breanne.
Nice job, Breanne. Yeah. So I might do one of these coloring pages.
Yeah. Actually, that's what a kind of an in thing to do now is grown up.
It is.
Coloring.
It has been, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
But I mean, some of them are pretty simple, like Egypt and Ireland's real simple. But then India.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an elephant with that's.
That's a grown-up coloring page.
That's
right
a grown-up coloring page. That is crazy. All right. All right. Off to the phones. Let's go to Muskego. That's where Dave is. Hey, Dave.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the call. So listen to you guys quite often.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. So here's the scoop. So my wife and I have a Disney cruise scheduled for the Rhine River, leaving from Basel up to Amsterdam on August 9th. So far, everything's been canceled up through the end of July. So wondering if it goes, is everything open there? Are the borders open or what? And I'm not sure what the policy is with the Disney cruises.
Well, when you're on the rivers, the borders are really not an issue so much. So you're kind of, you know, crossing from one to the other and you're good there. They're opening up a little bit sooner than we are because they had the disease sooner, you know, earlier than we did. So things are opening up. I will be very honest and tell you that this could still conceivably be canceled. But at this point in time, they're watching this with very close attention because they want you to have the best possible experience, but yet they want to be able to sail somewhere along the line. Some of the cruise lines have canceled through August 31st. They have not. So they're kind of on that edge right now. I guess you're going to have to keep on monitoring it because, as we have said from the outset, if you make the decision to cancel, you live with the policy that is in place at the time you cancel. If you wait for your cruise line, airline, or tour operator to cancel, you have much better results and many more options for refunds / future travel credits / rebook.
There you go. Thank you, Dave. Let's go to Hale's Corners. That's where Janet is. Hey, Janet.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I think you answered one of my questions. A friend of mine has got a cruise booked at the end of August to Iceland, Greenland, Ireland. I assume she should just wait and see, you know, through. She's in contact with celebrity. That's how she's going. I guess it's all kind of up in the air. Is that
right?
Correct?
It is. I mean, they're trying so hard to continue to maintain any sort of a season. They're trying so hard, and they don't want to make these decisions too early, but they want to make sure that they're doing right by their customers. So they're very much working in chronological order. We are getting notices now maybe 14 to 30 days in advance. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Insight Vacations, up until a couple of days ago, we were under the impression their tours were operating after July 31. It's now August 31. So any of these things can change. And again, you have much better results if you wait for them to make the decision.
And then you had a second question, Janet.
Yes, I did. Thank you. Sure. We usually fly to Fort Myers at the end of December. We're kind of snowbirds. I was wondering, is it too early to book our airline ticket? I know you were saying that possibly the flights are going to be a little more expensive.
If you see something right now and it's within what you had paid in the past or what you're comfortable with, I'd make that booking now because I feel like it's just going to get hot. Those fares are just going to go up, and the space is going to be more limited.
Sure. Let's go to Econowalk. That's where Paula is. Hey, Paula.
Hi.
Hello.
I was looking at going to Banff, Canada. That's hard to say.
Right.
And as you were just telling the other caller, it's better to book now than after everything opens up. What are your thoughts on it being open and when to book it?
What is your time frame? When are you hoping to travel?
Oh, September or October.
Yeah, I think probably push that into mid-late September, and you're probably going to be in good shape. Right now, Canadian borders are closed to us, and so you know that wouldn't be an option. But most airlines are giving you pretty wide range of options in the event that you can't make that happen.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Is that just a plot so your sister can't visit you?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
All right. Bill and Racine, we got to get you real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. We had a cruise scheduled for Alaska, and we did our trip insurance, and you were saying once Norwegian canceled, we could move the trip insurance.
Typically.
We got an email from our...
Yeah,
we got an email from our travel agent that Alliant is also giving us our cash back from our trip insurance, which people can still hope.
There you go. So that is a wonderful way to end this show. That's good news. Thank you, Bill. Not only did he get his money back, but he also got reimbursed for the unused insurance.
And he was really quick. Thank
you,
Bill.
And he talked really fast.
Yeah, he was good.
So happy Memorial Day to everybody. We remember those who gave their lives in service to this country. And we also want to tell everybody, we know that some of you are going to be doing things this weekend that you haven't done in a while. It's not always like riding a bike. Be careful.
There you go. You too, my friend. Thank you very much. Rose Gray from Fox World Travel. Our point to this show, if you're going to travel, it's not cheap, but it's worth it. Go with a pro. P people that have been there before that can go to bat for you if things go wrong, because we've learned that in the last couple of months. That stuff happens. FoxWorldTravel.com is the site.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.